kidding me?
Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Friday, September 5th at 6:15 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 6:30 p.m. kickoff.
Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Soundtech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and soundcheck basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
From the Shoe Swap, this is Balmoral Blues. This is David Blaine with Balmoral Blues. You're listening to the best blues radio in British Columbia's Shoe Swap. At Balmoral Blues, we don't often do a theme show. Well, blues is a theme, but a longtime listener and big fan of the show, my wife Susan, has suggested that a theme of barnyard blues would make an entertaining show. And it's fitting, while the studio is not on a farm, it overlooks a valley with farms, dairy, corn, and other crops, with pigs, sheep, and goats close by. So for Susan, starting the show today is the great Louis Jordan with Barnyard Boogie. This is David Blaine. You're listening to Balmoral Blues. That was Louis Jordan with Barnyard Boogie from 1947. The theme of today's show is Barnyard Blues. Next up is Little Feet with Down on the Farm.
Well, a little red rooster told a little red hen, I ain't been to see you in God knows when. The little red hen told a little red rooster, you don't come around, Daddy, like you used to. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. Yes, we got to rock the night. Oh, well, the old black cat told gray mouse, I got a mind to chase you around this house. The little gray mouse told the old black cat, said, look here, Daddy, don't chase me like that. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. Yes, we got to rock the night. Oh, well, a little green frog told a big black snake, he said, lake. The big black snake told the little green frog, said, I'm gonna lay here all day long. I got to rock the night, baby. I got to rock the night, baby.
We were just listening to Otis Hicks, better known as Lightnin' Slim, from 1959 with Rooster Blues. To quote Bob Dylan, birds sing, frogs croak, and dogs bark. If you have a dog, you better get used to it. This is Dr. John with How Come My Dog Don't Bark When You Come Around.
Never met my wife, you ain't never seen her before. Say you ain't been hanging around my crib. Well, here's something I wanna know. I wanna know what in the world is going down. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? I got the baddest dog, he'll bite anybody. He bit my little brother, took a chunk out of my old sweet little mother. He bit the mailman, he sees him every day. Takes one look at you, he wanna jump up and play. Now I ain't got a clue as to what you putting down, but how come my dog don't bark when you come around? My dog is dangerous, try to set people straight. Even bought a bad dog sign and hung it on the gate. Here you come tripping about a quarter to nine, pulling that night train wine, trying to slide. My dog's there nodding off, ain't paying you no mind. That's my dog. When I come home, he don't sleep that sound. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? I still don't like it, I don't dig it one damn bit. Way you and my dog so tight, something don't fit. Now I slip through the alley, I call my dog. Say, get up off your rusty dusty. Move a little faster to your old master, your coyote you. He took one look at me, he growled and he ran straight to you. Now somebody's been confusing my poor hound. Now I wanna know what's going down. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? Call up Jacoby and Myers, and you can take the Fifth Amendment, that is. You better stand up for your rights, cause you might not be standing too long. I'm gonna stop all this confusion. I'm gonna buy that hound, shoot that dog down. Then I'm gonna get busy mutilating, strangling, operating, and cremating my old lady down at the cremation station. Then I'm gonna torch that too and come right on after you. And you give your heart and soul to charity, and all the rest gonna belong to me. I'm going straight down to that barber supply shop. Get me a pearl handle, double-edged, hollow ground, super blue blade, adjustable stainless steel, honed edge, both blades on the same side. So when I cut you once, you gon' bleed twice. Going and coming, and if you don't believe me, shake your head. It'll be singing, I ain't got nobody. Cause one night I did a little FBI 007 type investigating. You and my old lady thought I was gone, but I wasn't gone. That's why I had to separate you from your crown. And the only sound you gon' hear when you 6 feet in the ground. How come my dog didn't bark when you came around?
He bucked his way out Supreme Court, so let him go. Yes, and let him go. Because he butts so hard till they can't use him in our coat no more. Town. He got 5 miles down the road and commit another crime. That's when the high shack happened to be came along and caught the billy goat eating up an old farmer's comb. High shack took the billy goat to the county jail, but the death sergeant said that I'll go with Bill. Let go. So let him go. Please, please, let him go. Because he butts so hard till I can't use him in a cover no more.
This is David Blaine. You're tuned in to Balmoral Blues and continuing our theme of Barnyard Blues. That was The Goat from Sonny Boy Williamson to Rice Miller. Hamilton's Harrison Kennedy in 1968 joined the Detroit pop group The Chairman of the Board, who had a massive hit with Just Give Me a Little More Time. In the mid-70s, Kennedy left the group for a successful solo career as a songwriter and blues performer. This is Harrison Kennedy with Milk Cow Blues.
My milk cow been, she been gone so long, I got this worried feeling. Milk cow, I've got the milk cow blues. I left my barn door open and my milk cow done got loose. She gone dark in the morning before the rooster crowed. The night owl is calling, she ain't nowhere close to home. Cow blues.
my goodness, my goodness, okay. My goodness, Raul. Well, I'm a hog for you, babe. I can't get enough of your love. Yes, I'm a hog for you, babe. I can't get enough of your love. Well, when I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm dreaming of. The one piggy ate potato chips. But this piggy coming over your house, he gonna nibble on your sweet lips. Cause I'm a hog for your babe. I can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm dreaming of. Germany. One little piggy went to Hong Kong. But this little piggy coming over your house, he gonna love you all night long. Because I'm a hog for you, babe. I can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm dreaming of. Tell him about it, Al. Tell him something, all right? Tell him something.
Well
what?
Well.
I'll tell him.
Well. Well.
That was the Chicago-based blues band, the Sigel Schwall Band, with I'm a Hog for You, Baby, a song written by Liebert and Stroller, first recorded by the Coasters. Brother Ray Lemelin is an Alberta musician born and raised in the eastern townships of Quebec, while Bill Hills is a Calgary-based songwriter, singer, and a fine harp player. In 2009, they teamed up for a duo album called Neither Here Nor There. This is Bill Hills and Ray Lemelin with The Rooster Song.
Well, there ain't no telling what that fool might do. I got a bantam rooster, yes, he's pint-sized. When he puffs up, you won't believe
He's a beautiful rooster and I'm not lying. Show me yours and I'll show you mine. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
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 Well, there ain't no telling what that fool might do. Now every morning about 6 a.m. he sits up straight looking for some hand. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
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 Well, there ain't no telling what that fool might do. I keep him locked up zipper tight. I only let him out on the noon and night. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
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 Well, there ain't no telling what that fool might do. Gets up early just to wake the sun. He sees some hen and then he's on the run. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
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 Well, there ain't no telling what that fool might do. Well, he keeps them layers so sweet and tender with the service that he rendered. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
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 Well, there ain't no telling what that fool might do. But he's a lover, not a fighter, only got one trick. He keeps those hands waiting for his. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
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 Well, there ain't no telling what that fool might do.
Thank you.
was Rory Block with Country Farm Blues. Rory has a new album out called Heavy on the Blues, and it'll be featured in a soon-to-be-aired Balmoral Blues episode. And you can make a blues request or comment about this show at radiobalmoralblues@gmail.com. And as it happens, this barnyard-themed Balmoral Blues was also a request. And next up is Guy Davis with G the Mule.
Decided to take my father and my uncles out into the field, teach them how to plow. Gonna teach them how to G the mule. He got my daddy up behind that mule. Said, when you want to turn to the right, you say G. When you want to turn to the left, you say haw. When you want them to go, you say get up. When you want them to stop, you say whoa. So my daddy said, get up, mule. Kenneth stepped up, he was a real smooth talker. He said, get up, mule. Mule stepped right along. Gee, turn to the right. Haul, turn to the left. Whoa, mule stop. Then it was Uncle Willie's turn, but Uncle Willie had a speech problem. I mean, he was a stutterer. He got behind that mule, and he got it started all right. He said, get up, mule. Trying to get that mule to turn to the right. He said, J-j-j-j-j-j. But he couldn't quite get that word out. And the mule was approaching the fence that lined the neighbor's property. Wouldn't turn. Broke through the fence, plowed up the neighbor's land. Wasn't the neighbor happy. James, he wanted to G the mule, but he was too little. So he went to the barn, got himself a piece of string, gonna tie it on a chicken. He wanted to G the chicken. Said, beep, chicken.
Tonight's gonna be slim pickings. I said, are you talking about love or are you talking about chicken? The kids were out for the evening. evening, they hadn't come back. So we snuck downstairs for a midnight snack. I said, gal, this sure is greasy, but it's mighty finger licking. She said, are you talking about love or are you talking about chicken? Now, chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Some say love is just a four-letter word. Since the bird is the word, you're gonna be all right with just a little taste of one or the other tonight. Starts to thicken. I said, are you talking about love or are you talking about chicken? About love or was she talking about chicken? Now chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Some people say love is just a four-letter word. Since the bird is the word, you're gonna be all right with just a little taste of one or the other tonight. Now chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Some say love is just a four-letter word. Since the bird is the word, you're gonna be all right, just a little taste of one or the other tonight. A little taste of one or the other tonight.
And that was the Titan of the Telecaster, Bill Kirchen, with Talking About Chicken. In 2018, Paul Simon released an album of updated obscure songs from his vast catalog, sometimes making them more bluesy or jazzy or simpler. From In the Blue Light, this is Pigs, Sheep, and Wolves, a parable more relevant today than when it was originally recorded in 2000, and it also features Wynton Marsalis on trumpet.
Big and fat, pigs supposed to look like that. Barnyard thug. He makes his bed in a puddle of mud. Look at him walking down the street. That's a half ton of pygmy. Up in the hills, above the farm, lives a pack of wolves. Never did no harm. They sleep all day, hunt till fall. Maybe catch a couple of rodents. In the meadow, nibbling on some clover, one of those sheep wanders over, sits by a rock, separated from the flock. He's just sitting by a rock. Where'd he go? Oh, yeah, he was here a minute ago. Yeah, but I don't know.
Sheep is dead, got a gash as big as a wolf's head.
Big and fat, how pigs supposed to look like that? He's wallowing in lanolin, he's rubbing it into his pig skin. The police are going crazy. Let's get him, let's get that wolf, let's get him, let's get that wolf, let's get him, let's kill him, let's kill him, let's kill him. Quarter point.
went to the lawyer, wasn't very bright. Oh, maybe he was bright, maybe it was just a late night. Yeah, it was a late night, and filed some feeble appeal, and the governor says, forget it, it's a done deal. He says, objections, elections, I don't care, I'm gonna give that wolf a lethal injection. Let's get him, let's get that wolf, let's get him, let's kill him. Here come the media, iPhones and cameras, asking everyone's opinion about pigs, sheep and wolves. Protesting the behavior, it's animal behavior, it's animal behavior.
Thank you. whiskey and I was a diving duck. Oh, the river was a whiskey, I was a diving duck. Well, I'm gonna swim to the bottom, girl. Swim to the bottom, girl. You know I'm never ever. Go, I'm never, no, no, coming up.
This is David Blaine with Balmoral Blues, and we were just listening to Harry Manx and Kevin Bright with Diving Duck Blues. And we've come to the end of this Barnyard Blues-themed show. We'll close with a talking blues, a genre closely linked to Woody Guthrie, though he didn't invent it. Taking us out is Abe Partridge with Talking Never Stare Into the Eyes of a Chicken Blues, a tale about ominous existential dread when a man looks into the eyes of a chicken. Thanks to Susan for the theme idea. And until next time, this has been David Blaine with Balmoral Blues.
This is a song I wrote called The Talking Never Stare Into the Eyes of a Chicken Blues. I was in East Tennessee just a passing through, my guitar in tow, feeling pretty blue. I was getting kind of car sick and homesick too. My head was pounding, but I was pushing through. See, I was 3 weeks into the tour of a kind where you don't make no money, there ain't no sense in trying. I was playing for exposure, I guess, wondering how many people died from shit like that. But I was born a folk singer way down in my heart. I ain't doing it for money, I ain't about to start. And like most artists, I'm prone to get depressed, and poverty don't help you out of stuff like that. Depression, that is. So when I woke up that morning, I was down and broke. I gassed up my car, I hit the back road. It was just 4 hours to my next show, so I had time to kill. I was driving slow when I came upon a flea market stand. And I ain't never been the kind of man that'll pass one up in them Appalachian hills, where you can find weird stuff at pretty good deals. There was produce, antiques, and buffalo hides, and apple butter, and mason jars, and welding supplies, an old couch like my granny owned, broken fax machines, orange traffic cones, and Indian beads, homemade knives, even a livestock section. To my surprise, there were pigs and ducks and a billy goat, and cages full of chickens stacked in rows. Well, now me and my wife started out in the country, and for that, my friend, we sure feel lucky, because we both got a love for gardens and such, and chickens always held a special place in our hearts and our stomachs. Well, then the flea market man said, "Can I help you with something?" I said, "No, buddy, I'm just a looking. I'm out here on the road, burning time. I'm gonna look at your chickens now, if you don't mind." There were Dominickers, Orpingtons, and Wyandottes, and Rhode Island Reds, and Plymouth Rocks, and Golden Comets, White Leghorns, and Jersey Giants, and Australorps, and Delawares, and Cornish, and Naked Necks, German Creepers, and Speckled Sussex, and Silkies, and Brahmas, and California Greys, Cochise, and Bannies, and Golden Cascades, Well Summers, Araucanas, Easter Eggers, Blue Andalusians, and Barnville, Elders, Black Stars, Amberlinks, and Issa Browns, and my favorite of all was the Mystic Morans. I said, "Damn, that is quite the assortment." Well, now let me be clear, I gotta get this straight. This story demands you get my mental state. See, I'll stand behind a mic and wear a big grin, but that ain't always the fairest picture of what's happening within. See, I've been making it now as a troubadour, but lately I've been wondering what all the hell for. Yeah, I'm chasing the ghost of Woody and Towns, but what would I do if I finally tracked them down? And I'd had a habit since I was a kid of jumping into something and running right out to the edge, and by the time I was old enough to see this pattern, it's too late for me to do that much about it. And I could take a thought running through my head, and I'll think it till it about thinks me dead. dead, and I can make a monster of anything if I let my brain get up and get away from me. And sometimes the road, it'll put me in a trance. It'll bring out my demons, make me watch them dance. And by the time I get back straight in my mind, I noticed a couple days done passed by. I'm sorry, I ain't trying to overshare and all. It's just part of the story. Staring at the chickens, adoring the feathers. I was putting fingers in cages and trying to pet them, studying the way they moved around, the way they held themselves and all their different sounds. I laughed at the roosters interacting with the hens. It was a soap opera in each and every pen, and it dawned on me, and I said, whoa, would you look at the variations in a rooster's crow? Some a cock-a-doodle do, some a cock-a-doodle don't, some a cock-a-doodle however the hell they want. Some a sound a grunt, some sound a yell, some sound like they're dying, some will give you a scare. And now the flea market man, he had a nice southern drawl, so we were shooting a shit and making small talk. He asked if I'd ever raised any birds on my own. I said, yeah, but not since I've been out on the road. He said, my boy plays a banjo, he's pretty good too. Now what kind of music is it that you do? I said, I play the kind of songs that a leghorn would play if he's trying to get the Dominick or him to lay some eggs, that is. Looked at me like I was stupid. He must have thought I was crazy and drugged and loopy. What made me say it, I still don't know it, but it made perfect sense to me in the moment. And maybe my thinking of singing chickens, it stems from my early childhood obsession with the rooster that sang the Roger Miller tune in the Disney movie, the Robin Hood cartoon. I thought, what if that rooster had laid down his guitar and joined Robin Hood and taken up arms? He could have been a spark in the people's rebellion, wrangled back the freedom from the Nottingham sheriff. And just about the time that thought became clear, I became convicted of my need to look in the mirror. Cause right now they're robbing poor to give to the rich, and all I can do is sit around here and sing about it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what have I become? Saying once my mind gets loosed, I'll turn a thread till it becomes a noose. So I took a deep breath of that chicken shit air. I slowly exhaled, running fingers through my hair. And then the flea market man walked away real awkward. And me, you know, I never know when to quit talking. I yelled, don't you want a leghorn singing the hands? Trying to get him a laying egg just for him. But he ignored me and walked on about. I said, God, please help me learn to shut my mouth. I tried to play it off and I faked a yawn. I put my phone to my ear acting like somebody called. And then he turned around all nonchalant, and I locked eyes with a golden lace wine dot. I was mesmerized by his eyes so red, and it might sound funny, but it's getting in my head, because he was staring at me. I stared right back at him. Was he sizing me up, or was he even aware? You know, I thought I saw a universe in his eyes. Then I wondered what was going on just behind. How's the world look through those red eyes? Does he even understand the passage of time? Like, does every single moment refresh anew? Does he face the horror of existence without a clue? Because I ain't never seen a chicken with a weary sigh who's been up all night in the coop a-crying. You know, they get up every morning, put their face in the dirt, spit out the mud, and they swallow the worm, and then they peck around without a care in the world. They peck and peck and peck again some more. They practice reproduction, then go to roost and run it back in the morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo, and now the chicken never flinched. It's like he couldn't scare. It only grew the intensity of our locked-in stare. Then once I started thinking on it, you know, I've never learned to just live in the moment. I'm always haunted by my future and past, what's left to gain and what losses I've had. And might I be the only one of my kind who found these thoughts in a chicken's eyes? And then he curled his head and he lowered his beak. I yelled, this Wyandotte's got a beat on me. I balled my fist and I began to sweat. I tried to leave, but I was feeling trapped. I screamed, what's this thing, a bird or a demon? Something's in his eyes that wouldn't let me leave him. I hope this ain't something like Edgar Allan Poe, because at the end of that, the raven took his soul. Then all at once, existential dread, it flooded my heart and it drowned in my head. I said, is there hell? And what is sin? And why can nobody tell me what consciousness is? And how does anybody expect us to live with ominous certainty of ever approaching death? Well, then the flea market man said, hey, buddy, now listen. You just can't stand here and scream at my chickens. Wipe that sweat off of your brow and find your way up and out of here now. So I left that joint. I got back on the road. I got down here to Mobile just to record this song. I took a pill from my nerves, started laying the tracks. I hope I can sing it to y'all without flashbacks. Now here's a message for y'all. Won't you please take heed if you ever find yourself in East Tennessee and you're a bit wigged out and scared of the road. I want you to be real careful about where you go, and if you see that old flea market stand, don't you stop or so much as wave your hand, because I'm telling you, boys, I damn near lost my mind looking into that chicken's eyes. But hey, at least I got a song for you, and everybody likes a talking blues where you can turn your pain right into a joke if you can write it in a verse and sing it to folk. And maybe this will be my legacy as a writer. I took my struggles and turned them lighthearted, and I think of what my favorite artists left behind, turning their agony into rhymes. You know, Bob Dylan was something of a tortured character, yet he won the Nobel Prize in Literature, and I'm certain that in the coming years, he'll be named right alongside the great William Shakespeare. So I do my best to keep a holding on to what mind I got left to try to write these songs, because I can live with a curse or I can make it a blessing. To be or not to be, that truly is the question. Oh, Willie Shakespeare said that. Don't you never stare into the eyes of a chicken. I said that.
Queens for Parkinson Kingston is a student-led club dedicated to raising awareness, fundraising, and supporting those affected by Parkinson's disease in the Kingston and Queens communities. Throughout the year, the club hosts meaningful events like the Parkinson Canada Superwalk, guest speaker nights, creative fundraisers, and community outreach initiatives. Join QPK on Saturday, September 6th at Lake Ontario Park from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the 2025 Kingston Parkinson Canada Superwalk to raise awareness and fun for Parkinson Canada. Learn more about via Queens for Parkinson Kingston on Instagram at queens4pd.kingston.
Quilt is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queens. We are open for submissions of creative and academic writing for our upcoming themed volume, Abundance. All subjects and styles are welcome, so long as they align with our theme, and we welcome creative and wide interpretation of that theme. Submissions should be short, sweet, and, as always, brilliant. To learn more, to read our past volumes, and to submit, head to our Instagram at QUQuilt. We can't wait to read your work. Love, Quilt.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take action.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.